This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, come on. It's close to the most wonderful time, don't you think? The happiest season. Seriously. Don't you think? You got the kids there screaming and yelling in your ear? Isn't that what you want? No, come on. I'm leaving the flame up, if you would. Hey, Merry Christmas. This is a... Come on. You don't know who that is? Really? Andy Williams. What are you, like 12? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. You know what? There's no calls. There's no emails. Pre-recorded. It's just a habit of mine. Anyway, God bless. You know what? Today is Christmas. And whether you know it or not, it's celebrated because of the birth of Jesus Christ. We'll get more into that later on in the show. There are going to be no politics. Even though, you know, if you think about it, think about when Jesus was born, what was going on at the time. Plenty of politics, right? No yoke. Really, seriously. And we've got some well wishes, good tidings, if you would, from some of our guests from time gone by. I very much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And, you know, it is a time of family. I joke, why are you listening to me? I don't know. You should be with family today. You should be enjoying yourself. You should be having a good time. And really, seriously, not to be a downer, because that's not what I'm trying to do here. But you do not know if Uncle Fred, Auntie, whoever, is going to be there next year. Right? I mean, I don't care if they're 12 or 80 or 200. You just don't know. Come on, let's be honest about it. So you need to make sure that, you know, I'm not a hugger. I am not. Ask Tammy. I'm not a hugging kind of guy. I don't know how we ever got married. She's a hugger. I'm not a hugger. But give them a hug, because you just don't know. You really do not know if they're going to be with you next year, right? And make tradition. That's the other thing. You really should. You should be making tradition for the new year. Making tradition. You know, that your kids, your grandkids can remember. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, and why you're hanging out with me, I don't know, but I appreciate it. I really do. So, you know, we're gonna hear from, you know, Xander Gibb. We're going to hear from Pastor David Haig. And maybe, we'll see what happens, maybe a few others if I still have the time. But one of the things that I talked about the other day, if you're new to the show, you know I love to repeat myself. Yes, that simple. I just love to repeat myself. And there was, you know, to get away from, I mean, truly, honestly, get away from politics, right? We had, with all the arguing, with all the yelling, with all the screaming we've got going on in this country. In World War I, we were able to have a mini truce. The sad part is that the men had to do it. The men fighting in the field had to call it. Not the guys, not the generals, not the people warm in their offices back here in this country, whatever country they were in. But the British soldiers and the German soldiers were able to take a few minutes, a day and a half, really. Men that had been shooting to kill each other hours before were able to stop during World War I. I guess the, and I don't have the story up in front of me. I'm doing it from memory, so it's probably going to be all screwed up. No, but I want you to think about this, right? So they were, so apparently the Brits saw the Germans had some lights and things going on in their foxholes. It had been raining. It had been miserable. And they were over there, and apparently they were singing Silent Night. The Germans were. Now, they had a reason to celebrate at the time because they were very much ahead. They were doing well in the war, in the fight, whatever you want to call it. And they, the Brits recognized the tune. Now, obviously, they didn't speak German, so they didn't understand. Germans, however, many were fluent in English, believe it or not. Or many understood and knew English. So the Brits decided to start singing Silent Night in English. Right? No arms, no weapons, got out of the foxhole. The story goes that they exchanged, you know, trinket type of gifts, cigarettes and candy and that kind of stuff. And then, I guess, the next day, they still were on this peace on earth, goodwill towards men kick. And the next day they went back to killing each other. It's disgusting. Unreal. And yet, we can't do that today. We can't come together in this country today. It's just amazing. I'm sorry, it is. It's just amazing to me. We've got people on both sides of the aisle, as they say, as they refer to. I don't know why it's such a big deal. It shouldn't be that hard for us to some of these things to put aside. And you know what's gone down just before Christmas? Now even more turmoil, if you would, between the White House and the Christian community. But can't we bring it back again? Can we come back to where this is all about God? Can we do that? Because I think that's the way to do it. It's just my own personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? If you're with family, shut me off. Or, you know, you may enjoy some of the message. I don't know. I'm going to try to bring on Xander next, you know, by the, what do they call this? In the miraculous world of radio. And, but before I do that, let's have a little more sound. What do you think?
Laughing all the way, bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all
the way. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Oh, come on.
Every heart prepare
you can sing.
Him room, and heaven and nature sing. And
Joe's here, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. If you're celebrating Hanukkah, then happy Hanukkah to you. Really do appreciate your time with me today. But listen, let's get right to it because I know how much you appreciate him. I know how much you like him because I do too. Xander Gibb. Remember him? Imagine, he's in the UK right now. And I should say I can imagine, but I can't. I can't imagine the difference between Christmas in the UK and Christmas in the US. Xander, Merry Christmas, and what are you doing?
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Christmas here is indeed totally different. The first year I was back here that I wanted to do candied yams and you know, kind of like typically American dishes, people like, were like, what? What are you talking about? What is a candied yam? And so there was kind of differences like that, but each year here they have Yorkshire puddings with Christmas lunch, which is kind of like pancake batter and then you put it in the oven and you bake it into like a cup shape, and you fill that with gravy, and you have it with turkey, etc., etc. So not only are the things that we eat here kind of different, but I don't know, it's a very different setup with regards to how it happened too. People don't have real Christmas trees. Most people have like an artificial Christmas tree. When you drive around your neighborhood in New York or in California, you see all of the houses lit up. They don't do that here either.
Really?
Some people would say, thankfully, but no, they don't do that. Yeah, I mean, like, you make your own house Christmassy, but it's a rarity to kind of see it outside. And every ad you see on the TV is for some kind of Christmas candy, you know, buy your beef from us for Christmas, buy your, you know, everything is so, like, from kind of like October onwards, they want to sell you all of their Christmas fare. And they have something here called mince pies. Have you heard of those?
I've heard of mince pies, yeah.
Americans always ask me if they use like ground beef, you know, because in England they call mince beef, they call ground beef mince beef. But there's no meat in it. It's just kind of like pastry with minced up like ground fruit. And
yes.
Spices in the middle. And they're very delicious, and they sell them in boxes of six. And if anybody wants to buy me a case of them, that would be wonderful.
Xander's so trying to be good. Be good to Xander. Don't send him a case of that stuff. He's trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, I'm having a day off on Christmas Day, though.
Oh, okay.
I will be eating anything I want to eat on that day, but then I will be back to my keto the day after, because I've done really well. I don't think you can punish yourself on Christmas. You have to, you know, within moderation, you know, have something nice to eat and drink, but, you know, get back to the diet.
Well, I should stop at three cannolis, not take the whole half a dozen, right?
Yeah, Tammy says you can only have two this year.
So let me, you know, everybody's kind of got, you know, I think back in my days when you know, being Italian and growing up in an Italian household, foods were different, celebrations were different, there were certain foods you were looking for. Tammy and I joke, you know, without lasagna on the table, it really isn't a celebration. Is there something you remember as a child or that you've carried on today where you've got to have a certain food, or is there a certain tradition that you have to have on Christmas?
Yeah. Absolutely. As you know, I'm from mixed parentage, as in I have a British mother and an American father. And so every year the British contingent of my family would insist on having stuffing made in a certain way. And that's you buy packet stuffing, you know, like stovetop. You put in a couple of pounds of sausage meat, and you put in fresh onions, mix it all together, and it is the most delicious thing, and you can even eat it cold. So I have to have that every year, and I always make sure I make too much, because it's the kind of thing you can eat for, you know, a couple of days after. So definitely a good stuffing is essential.
Yeah, and again, coming from my background, we didn't have stuffing. Stuffing was something the Americans had, you know. We always had, and it was funny because my parents, my aunt always made a turkey. But it really wasn't for the majority of the family, right? I mean, because we had so many traditional Italian dishes. It was just interesting. Christmas Eve there, is it like it is here? I mean, is it the same big celebration? Are there midnight masses or that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's mostly Catholics, but a lot of the kind of Church of England churches have caught on to that, and they do that too at like 11:30, and there are always people like drunk on the way home from the bars that want to, you know, just have a little bit of religiosity around the holiday. Well, I'm going to actually try and go to my local church for that this year, because I think that we're losing far too many of our traditions, and with the kind of with the fact that we are so kind of multi everything, you know, you can't put up a Christmas tree because you don't want to offend anybody. You know, people, put up your Christmas tree, go to midnight mass, do the things that you want to do to keep up your tradition, whoever it offends.
I would, you know, amen to that. And when you're in a store, for you Christians, you don't offend by telling somebody Merry Christmas. You know, I mean, seriously, I can't tell you how many people smile at the cash register. They'll say Happy Holidays. And, well, you know what? Merry Christmas to you. And they will look and they'll smile at you and they go, you know, Merry Christmas to you too. They need that opening. And if you have Jewish friends, you know, I tell people all the time, it's being respectful. I wish them a Happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas.
Right.
Right? Because it's the underlying tone to Christmas is it is inclusive. Jesus is for everybody, and it's all about love and peace. So what's the big whoop? I don't get it.
Absolutely. And if you have any African friends, then you can say, have a crazy Kwanzaa. Let's be inclusive at Christmas.
There you go. Yeah.
And if those people that don't want to do that, then they can have what's called Festivus.
Yeah. I don't know what the tradition for Festivus is. I know it's a pole, but does it come with a dancer, or do you get an actual package of some kind? You know, a gift? I don't know. We'll talk about that later on. Anyway. Hey. Have a great
day. Your wife listens to this show, don't you?
I know
you?
She does. I'll just erase that part. Anyway, she.
Sure.
Anyway, you have a great Christmas. Enjoy your family, and we will be back with you sometime in the new year when we're all stuffed and still groaning from being overweight. Just had too much of my belly.
Absolutely. And to you and yours, Joe. And here's to a happy and prosperous 2020 for all. God bless America and the UK and Donald Trump, too.
You have to do the God bless in your hardcore, you know, British magistrate accent.
Okay. God bless the United Kingdom, the United States, and Donald Trump. And God bless America.
Who whipped our butts. Anyway. All right. Always got to end on a happy note, don't I? Anyway, listen, always appreciate the time you guys spend with us, and we got a lot more coming up. David Hagel joined us after the break. Do appreciate your time with me. Merry Christmas from the crew here. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. A record number of Americans are traveling this holiday season, and many of them are facing bad weather as they hit the road and the skies. Heavy rain and strong winds continue to sweep across Southern California. Rainfall led to flooding and evacuations in parts of South Carolina. And in South Florida, flash flooding forced a brief shutdown at Fort Lauderdale International Airport. Airport delays were also a problem in Chicago after the National Weather Service said dense freezing fog developed overnight. The FAA grounded flights for a short time at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway International Airports until the fog cleared. AAA estimates that more than 115 million Americans will travel this holiday season, a 3.9% increase over last year. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5568.
All right. You know, I've heard her enough. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, trying to get you in the Christmas mood, trying to get you to understand what the day is really all about. What are we celebrating? Why are we celebrating? But I, as we heard so many times, is not licensed for that kind of thing. So I bring in the experts, as I like to do from time to time. I shouldn't say from time to time. I bring them in all the time. And guess who the expert is today? All right, well, I love having this guy on the show with me. From time to time, I bring him on. We talk about real issues of life. Not the soap opera issues of life. Not that kind of stuff, right? The only reality show you should be watching is your own. Your children and your grandchildren. That's Joe's line, okay? But David Haig, he's a pastor of a large church here in North Los Angeles County, and I always appreciate his wisdom and his input. And Pastor Haig, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Joe. I love your line. The only reality show you should be watching is your own. I'm probably going to steal that and not give you credit, just so you know.
That's all right. I'm used to it. But, you know, I love this time, you know how my sarcasm comes through it. I love this time of year because Christ came to set us free. Christ came to pull us out of bondage. And what do we do every year at this time? What do we just fall into because the world says this is what you need to do? Enlighten me.
Yeah, well, you know as well as I do that most people go into debt this time of year.
Yeah.
And, I think part of the problem is that we have a longing in our hearts for something that is joyful, that is exciting, that is satisfying, and that is long-lasting. And we can't find it. And so we have all these little things in life. It could be eating. It could be, in some people's cases, drinking. It might be sports. It might be and for some people it's shopping. And then Christmas comes, and we all kind of have this reward center in our brain that wants to be rewarded. We want to have that joy that we think we should have, and then we try and buy it, and if not for ourselves, for others. The bottom line is, none of those things, if we focus on them as being that which makes our life worth living and worth getting up in the morning, none of them satisfy. But all of those things can have a place in real moderation if they are an expression of something else that's inside us. That is a commitment to the God who made us to live a life that is worthy of who He has called us to be. So if our gift giving is done in such a way that we just genuinely love to be generous to people, and as long as we stay within our means and don't go into debt, I think actually gift giving, and obviously the lights, which are a picture of the light of the world, and the songs, which are a picture of the angels who came on that first Christmas Eve and announced the Savior's birth, all those things, if they're used to remind us just how God's faithfulness has been shown in giving us the greatest gift of all, then those things all have a place. We gotta live Christmas, not let Christmas live us.
I like that. I may steal that line for you.
And you
think that's what I always joke about this, and I always say, look, you know, we have all these wonderful songs, joy to the world, peace on earth, goodwill towards men, and again, I'm not trying to turn this into a big negative thing, but I really want to hit people in the head with the fact that Christ didn't come to make sure that you run your credit cards up, okay, that you're full of worry, fear, and doubt, and, you know, you're worried that you got grandma the right gift, you're not so sure this is what she likes. It's like, you know what, give from the heart, do what you want to do, and I agree with you. Many people just want to make others happy. You know, it's that time of year, it's, as they say, it's the spirit of the year, but is that what it's all about? It really isn't, and go ahead, go for it.
It is interesting, though, that, you know, on this time of year, you'll see specials on television that the singers and the dancers and the celebrities, usually in New York or in Philadelphia or Boston or L.A., at night in front of a big Christmas tree, just saying how, you know, basically another rendition of, why can't we just get along? Jesus came to bring peace on earth. But they never answer the question. The only answer is that the only way there's peace, and by the way, that word shalom just means balance. It means that every part of my life is in balance with who I was made to be. It had everything to do with a commitment to God. It's the only way that you get peace. The only way that I'm going to love somebody who doesn't love me is if I'm looking at them through the lens of God's love for me. The only way I'm going to forgive somebody who's really hurt me is that to do, as Paul says in Ephesians, that I'm going to forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven me. So, you know, faith isn't just wishful thinking. Faith is a commitment to the object of that faith, which in my case, in your case, is Jesus Christ, God the Son, whose birth we celebrate. And the only way you're going to have peace is first peace with Him, and then living out His peace with one another.
You know, I didn't do it in a mean way, but my granddaughter was in the car with me the other day, and she was talking about Christmas, and I said, hey, I got a question for you. I said, if it's Jesus' birthday, why do we give everybody else gifts? She looked at me like a puppy dog with her head cocked, like, wow, I don't know. You know, and I said, let's talk about how we can bless some other people this year. And it's slow. She's young, and I don't want to shove too much down her throat at one time, but she's young, so it's just gonna, but I think we need to think about some of the others around us, not as blessed as we are,
right,
or don't have what we have, and how can we help, right?
Right, exactly. And the reason we give gifts traditionally is because we recognize God gave to us, and we have freely received, therefore we freely give. That's where traditionally in the religious side of things, the Christian side of things, the reason gifts started was that because God has been so good at giving us Jesus Christ and salvation and forgiveness and justification and all the other big theological terms I could throw out. Because He's been generous to us, since we've freely received, we should freely give. So that's where that started. And then it just became, you know, a big party where you've got so many presents under the tree and people start ripping them apart. Kids end up playing with the boxes rather than the toys inside. And yeah, and then, you know, once capitalism got a hold of it, and I'm a capitalist, I mean, this is a lot of companies, a lot of stores and manufacturers, if they don't have a good Christmas, they don't have business. So it really became a foundational plank in our economic system here in the West. And now, if you don't do it, you're seen as hurting the economy and Scrooge. And that's the other thing. Scrooge came out, and none of us wants to be Scrooge, so we buy presents.
You know, it's funny you should mention it. I really hadn't thought of it that deeply, but, you know, you look at the movies, you look at what comes out, and it's they are little subliminal messages on what you should be doing at this time of year. Isn't that kind of interesting you brought that up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, we also see that a lot of people do give to charitable, they give charitable contributions to organizations, especially those that are helping the poor and the indigent and the homeless. Here at Grace Baptist, we try and say we partner year-round with, Bridge to Home and various places here. So, you know, it becomes glitzy. It becomes kind of almost a political thing. Hey, let's take a picture of me out in front of a bunch of homeless people as we're cooking chili for them. But it's got to come from the heart. And if it comes from the heart, it happens all year round.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because I have a running joke on the show, and I go, look, it's really funny how, what is it, you only love your wife once a year, Valentine's Day? Is that the only time you're supposed to get her flowers and stuff like that? And it's the same thing. This, you know, we tout, and I know, you know, some of my friends, some of the people I know will get together, and they'll talk about how much they gave to this, and they bought 3 bags of food for this, and they went... I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking, well, why don't you do that once a month? I mean, really, how hard would it be once a month to go shopping for the food pantry in your area?
Right, exactly.
I mean, stupid little things. I'm not trying to get...
Yep.
I had a young girl that suggested at church once that, hey, instead of... you looking in your closet for clothes, why don't we go down to Goodwill, because the clothes are very inexpensive, buy a bunch of clothes from Goodwill, and then take them over to one of those places that give them to people who don't have clothes. I'm thinking, my God, it's a genius idea. That's a great idea, you know?
You help 2 organizations that way, right?
Bingo. And it's so simple, we can't think about it, right? So,
Well, bottom line is, Joe, we don't think about others enough. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and I think we've been conditioned. I'm not so sure that we just don't want to. I think we've been conditioned to do that over the years. Look, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the real story of Christmas, really what people need to reflect on. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé.
Are you ready to sing a little jingle bell?
Yes.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé.
Are you ready to sing a little jingle bell?
Yes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
She's gonna sit up until after three. Everyone be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on now, Gary, Jane, and Joe.
Oh, come on. You don't know who that is?
Alright.
Not all Christmas music is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know. Or Here Comes Santa Claus. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends. And whatever else you're celebrating, happy holidays. Really, seriously. I mean, I don't know where else to go with that. I'm not trying to insult you. Just trying to have a good time. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back at it. Always love when I've had this guy on in the past. I've got Pastor David. Well, here. Let's hear from him directly. We're back at it again. I hope you're having a wonderful Christmas Eve and you know, reflect on. You know, I think back about my day. My aunt had a lot of Jewish friends. And, you know, if you think that it is insulting to say Merry Christmas to a Jew, you're out of your mind. I have a lot of Jewish friends now that understand the sentiment when you say that to them. When you say that to anybody, really, there's no reason to take offense at that kind of thing. But Christmas Eve, being in an Italian family, we had all kinds of food and different things going on. She would invite a lot of her Jewish friends in. And I got to tell you, you know, in my mind growing up as a kid, this is one of those things where it didn't matter what you were. It was that time of year. It was that time of year. There was an understanding of what took place, and everybody was invited to partake, no matter what, you know, what religious leaning you had, if you would. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's the pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County, and we always appreciate his wisdom and his input. And talk to us about the time of season. You know, Christmas is not synonymous with shopping season. There's a message here that needs to be told, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting when you think about Christmas. It's really a celebration, a festival that has lasted for thousands of years already, and it happens in every country in the world. In some places, it's got to be happening secretly. So the first thing we got to understand is that this actually happened. Guy actually was born, Jesus, and people revered him. Within, you know, 30 years of his life, he was doing miracles and teaching as no one else had, and it's all been recounted in a book that's the highest selling book the world has ever known, the Bible. So it actually happened. It's not a myth. It's historical fact. And the fact is, it happened as a result of a promise that God had made, starting way back at the beginning in the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve in Genesis 3:15, and all through the Old Testament, we see predictions and we see labels, we see descriptions of what this one who's going to come is going to be. For instance, in Isaiah 9, we see him as the sovereign. He is the ruler who's going to come, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And then in Isaiah 53, what's really amazing is that this ruler who's going to have this kingdom that will never end, how did he build it? Well, he built it by being a suffering servant. The sovereign who is a servant is one of the great truths about Christmas. And he's served us by giving his life. You know, by his transgressions we are healed. Or by his wounds we are healed. He took our iniquities upon himself. And then you go a little bit further in the Old Testament to Ezekiel 34, and you find out that he's the great shepherd. He's the one who cares for his sheep and leads them and feeds them and protects them and provides for them. And Jesus actually fulfilled that in John 10 when he stood up and said, I am the good shepherd. I'm the one that has been predicted for thousands of years throughout the Old Testament. And then finally we get to Matthew 1 where the angel comes to Joseph, who's a little confused and doesn't know what to do with regard to the fact that this girl he's engaged to, Mary, is now pregnant. And the angel says, look, don't put her away. Don't divorce her. Don't get rid of her. You marry her. She is highly favored. And you're going to have a boy, and give him name of Jesus, because, now get this, he will save his people from their sins. So he's the Savior. So this whole story of Christmas is not just about Bethlehem, or at least a cave outside of Bethlehem, is where I think he was born. It's about God being so faithful to keep this promise, to send this one who is going to be the King, who has suffered and given his life for us and been risen from the dead, and is our Savior. I mean, he rescues us and he preserves us. And so as we come to celebrate Christmas, if you really understand what it's about, you'll have very, very little desire to be frivolous about it. To sing these little songs about snow and about, you know, wonderful feeling and the hot chocolate and everything, all of which are fine, as long as they don't detract from the majesty and the mystery that God came in the flesh and fulfilled his promise. That's what Christmas is really all about.
Yeah, and you and I talked during the break. I said we've had a tradition in my family for years, and I don't want, you know, people, it's not that term holier than thou thing, but if you really believe what you say you believe, you're a professing Christian, and you believe what you say, and I get we get caught up in everything. Take a minute. I mean, really, truly, you can tell your kids the story of Christmas, the birth of Christ, in a few minutes to reset that morning. You know what I'm saying? It's
absolutely.
And it doesn't detract people. It shouldn't detract. If it detracts, then you need to check yourself again. But it doesn't detract from the celebration as a whole. You know, desperation is a big issue around Christmas, and I don't understand it. We're supposed to be having joy. Think about what took place, and to your point, we don't really understand the story. We're not supposed to be in bondage. Christ came to free us, and we shouldn't have fear. It's because we're not really focused on the reality of the day. And that's my personal opinion. I'm not a theologian, but that's kind of what I take away from it.
You know, if we look down through history, we've seen that most all of the holidays, which really that stands for Holy Day,
right.
It started with the church setting aside days of worship and festivities and joy and, you know, feasting, thanking God for something. You know, and Resurrection Sunday became Easter as the culture kind of stole it and secularized it and made the granddaddy of all miracles, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, turned it into a day where bunnies supposedly lay eggs and hide them. I mean, come on, how stupid is that? And then the same thing has happened at Christmas, where it's all about, you know, the snow and over the river to Grandma's house, and which is fine to go to Grandma's house, because chances are Grandma's still going to read the Bible.
Yep.
And the story of Jesus. And we're losing that. We lose it. You know, you and I talk about this a lot. We're losing our moorings in the Judeo-Christian ethic here in the United States. And to your point about whether we could say Merry Christmas, of course we should say Merry Christmas to everybody. We should wish everybody a Merry Christmas. That doesn't mean they have to believe in Christmas, but neither does it mean that we have somehow offended them and broken some unwritten ethical rule by wishing them something that they don't believe in. I get wished for things that I don't believe in all the time. And, you know, that's part of living in a pluralistic society. And unfortunately, our holy days of Pentecost, our holy days of Resurrection Sunday, of Christmas, a lot of these things, you know, even some of the other holidays that we celebrate, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, it's memorial. It has to do with these people who gave their lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, for our country. And most of them, back in the Greatest Generation, did so because they actually believed that God would save America. And we sing those songs. So, you know, I think that your listeners who need to hear this are going to hear it, and they're going to act on it. They're going to continue to rein themselves in and make sure they keep Christ in Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Others, well, nothing you do is going to help.
You know, and I have people that listen to the show from all walks of life, all religious backgrounds. I actually had a very nice email a couple of months ago from someone who said, I don't believe in God, but I appreciate the way you talk about it and approach it. Because, you know, we're not going to reach people in that one fell swoop. We've got to be showing the love of Christ along with what we're doing and what we're saying and what we're speaking. And I think that's where we sometimes miss it. But
right.
Listen, Merry Christmas to you and your family. And if I don't talk to you before the new year, and I'm sure I will, you have a great new year as well.
Our best years are just ahead of us, yeah. Joe.
I agree.
And you.
I agree.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yep.
And have a great new year, too.
All right.
Thanks.
Perfect.
Okay.
I didn't do as many interviews as I want to do, but really, it's Christmas. Spend time with your family. Hopefully you've been encouraged by a couple of these stories. If you're listening to, you know, we've done a couple of segments, a couple of shows we put together. If you're hanging out, I hope it makes you feel part of the family. But mostly, this is Christmas. All right? And you just know that there's people out there who care for you. There's people out there you need to reach out to. There's people out there that you probably haven't seen, some of you, haven't seen in years. Because you're mad about something that you don't even remember what they did or didn't do. So, seriously, people. You know, my mantra usually is get involved, get engaged. This time of year, get involved and get engaged with family. If you're churchgoers, Christians, re-engage. God doesn't care how long you've been away. Welcome you back. Come on in. You don't have to pay to get in. I guarantee it. You know, head back to synagogue if that's where you started. Whatever it is, it's a time. This is the time of year to reground, to regroup, to come back at this. So again, Merry Christmas. Yes, you heard me. Merry Christmas from the Messina family, from the Messina team, from the Messina crew to you. Enjoy, God bless, and have a great, great rest of Christmas.
Well, it's all unite and sharing is the light. Christmas is a time to celebrate. So get your tattoo.